A U.S. appeals court has upheld a class action settlement over concussions that was reached last year between the NFL and about 5,000 former players. The deal is valued at $1 billion, and it means those players can no longer sue the NFL, but it may not end the legal battle. Joining us now with more is Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at the Harvard Business Review. Kurt, first tell us more about this settlement that the court upheld.
Well, that $1 billion, it could actually be less than that. It kind of depends on the costs and ongoing care for retired players. It's spread out over 65 years. It's a long-term deal. So per player, that comes out to roughly $5 million, but likely less spread out over a number of years.
And does it apply to players who have been diagnosed with the brain condition called CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy?
It does, but retroactively. Currently, that's a diagnosis that can only be confirmed after a player's death when the brain can be analyzed. So in those cases, the money goes to the families of players, but there's hope that there will be a diagnosis for CTE that can happen during a player's lifetime and that that money could come sooner.
A key point here, the NFL did not admit fault, even though we recently heard an NFL official testify before Congress and admit that there is a connection between brain disorders and football.
Yeah, it's important because this is a limited settlement, right? It applies only to players who retired in 2014 and before. It doesn't apply to current players. And so this issue of lifelong injuries to players, that's something that's going to be addressed at every state of negotiation between players and league management going forward, collective bargaining agreements, liability waivers, every point along the way, contracts. This is something that's going to be an issue. And so it was important for the NFL not to admit fault, although it was a hard thing for players to ask for, actually.
Do players have to accept this settlement, or what happens if they don't?
Well, no, they didn't. But when you look at the numbers who didn't accept it, it's very few, around 95. It comes out to like 200 people when you look at the families and players. But that's actually a tiny percentage of retired players. So those that opted out can still sue the NFL for damages. But most legal experts say that's a really hard case. It makes sense, right, that playing football obviously causes this damage and injures players, and there are brain injuries. That's kind of becoming clear with science. But to actually go back and say that it was caused by plays during NFL games and not during college games and not during high school games.
Hard to prove.
And that the NFL knew all along. That's an extraordinarily difficult legal case, and that's why 99% of retired players signed on to this case.
And this is all about, the settlement is all about former players. What about current ones?
Well, that's going to be the ongoing issue. I think you could look at this settlement that's now pretty bulletproof with the appellate court upholding this. It's going to be really hard to challenge going forward. That's also important because retired players can start getting money now. But it also goes to show that the NFL maybe did not have to settle, right? Players actually had a hard case to win. It can be argued that the NFL was being responsible to this important stakeholder in its business. And that's going to be reflected in the future, but that's a story that still has to be told.
Kurt Nikisch with the Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thank you.
You got it.